I'm Talking, episode 321 for June 9th, 2024. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking body. When you think of the word body, what comes to mind? Well, for me, it is the human body. That's the first thing that I think about. Other things you might think about is like a body of something. So it might be a group of people. That's the body of people that are participating in the same thing. It might be creation, like a body of work, those kind of things. Mostly this time I'm talking about the human body, some, and then a body as a group of people for the other part. So when we think of the human body, who owns that? And of course, we all think in the worldly sense that we are in charge of our own body. Whatever it is that we want to do with it, however we want to treat it, whatever we want to think about how we use it, we are in control of ourselves. And that seems like a reasonable way to approach things. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. As far as a body of people, then who is in charge of that? Usually there's a head, a manager, maybe a boss, an owner of a group of people, someone that's leading them that you might look toward for direction, something that keeps that whole body as a group moving in the same direction. And herein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. As odd as it might sound, we as Christians don't own anything. Everything that we have, everything that we are, all that we consume and participate in is owned by God. He is the creator. He is the maintainer. He is all-knowing, all-powerful, the things that we've talked about in the past, and he is sovereign. So even our own bodies don't belong to us, but we are in charge of them. What happens to them, how we treat them, what we do with them is in our own power, so to speak. But what we do, the responsibility should be focused on how we can use our own body to glorify God. The Bible talks about our body as a temple, and in that we should be treating it as a holy place where the Holy Spirit dwells. And that is important. So when we think about health, and we think about exercise, and we think about food, all the things that we do with our body, we should be thinking about how we use that to glorify God. And when parts of our body are hurting, the other parts of our body help to compensate for that. And that is just part of God's design. Again, he owns it. He's in charge of it. He's the creator of our body. And all the inner workings, everything working together, all of that is an amazing thing only because of God the creator. And we need to treat our bodies in such a way that it honors him. So when we think of a body of believers, that's what we call the church. It could be any gathering of believers, but in general, we think of the local church as Christians when we talk about the body of believers. And the Bible talks a lot about the body of the church and the fact that we are all members, and the Bible relates it to the human body. Some might be the eyes, some might be the ears, some might be the feet. But all of the parts of that body are important. They all need to be working in unison to carry out God's work. They need to be on the same page. It doesn't mean we all have to think exactly the same, that we all have to wear the same clothes, that we all have to be the exact same type of people. But in our hearts and what we do as a group of believers, as a body of believers, needs to be also honoring to God and needs to speak to the community around us. And so we have to have a unity in what we believe, in who we believe, and how we interact with the world around us. And that way we can serve God through serving people. We can serve God through honoring him in our worship. We can serve God in honoring him in everything that we do as a body of believers. And the really cool thing about that is that when one of us is hurting, the rest of the body can compensate for that. We can gather around, we can take some of the load, we can give time for healing. And so the body of believers, who's in charge? It's still God, just like in our individual bodies. So when all of the individual human beings and their bodies gather as a body of believers, we already understand that God is in charge. And we get to give him glory through everything we do individually and as a group. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talkin' Microcast.